Hello and a very warm welcome to all of you on Emotionally Yours with Prateek. In this episode, we have with us the famous actress, dancer, poet, and author Sonali Kulkarni. A very warm welcome to you, Sonali.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Prateek.
Thanks a lot for
coming
over.
Sorry, I didn't get up because we are mic'd.
That's fine.
But bhavana pochle na.
Bhavana pochle. That is important.
Sundarit. Thank you so much.
I'm glad that we could really catch up on our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, Sonali is going to be talking about her journey, her moments of emotions, how emotions impacted her in various stages, so on and so forth. Ani apan Marathi tahi boluyat, Hindi mein bhi hum vartalap karenge, and we're going to talk in English. So please keep watching this till the end. And yes, I've said this is from Quantum Foundation, promoting Mission 1 Million, which is 1 million emotionally literate Indians by 2035. So a very warm welcome to you, Sonali.
Thank you.
When I said that, you know, I'm going to call Sonali on the podcast, the first thing that struck me was you started your career pretty early. I mean, I remember reading about you that you started when you were barely 18, and you're from Marathi medium like me, and then picked up various languages, so on and so forth. And that's a wonderful thing to be connected with somebody who's got similar background, with a little similarities, so on and so forth. So let us understand that, you know, when you completed your education from Abhinav School, and then you did BA in political science. By the way, I'm an engineering dropout who pursued BA in 1991.
Amazing.
After dropping out of engineering, and mine was political science as well.
Oh, lovely.
So while studying political science, what made you to go for Bharatnatyam first, then singing, and then acting?
Well, thank you so much for all the warmth and these kind words, Prateek. I'm so intrigued about your mission, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me on board to chat about emotions. This is something that I am trying to share with my audience, my listeners, my readers, and fellow human beings, whomever we meet. Thank you for addressing it in a clinical and maybe better manner, because enthusiastic efforts are one thing, which are not bad, but having a channel to the effort is a different thing. So I wish you all the best for your initiative. And this is a fabulous startup. I hope that you don't have to wait till 2035 and you can achieve your goal much earlier. Well, while I was in Ferguson College, coming back to the question, yes, I was doing a variety of things, and I want to share all the credit with my family, with my parents and my brothers. My parents are avid readers, simple people. Their value system is in place. They emotions matter to them.
Yeah, they do.
And till date, whenever I have gone through any obstacle in my life, people have reacted or complimented me for the amount of security I have as a person. And that is their credit. My childhood was filled with love, respect, and trust.
Wow.
So whatever I did, because I was a very active young girl who was inclined in everything, every possible thing.
Wow.
Dance, sports, music, drama, studies,
wow,
friendships. And my parents did encourage me for every bit of it. They never said that this is the limit that we are giving you. You will either do this or that. They were not as shallow. We had little money, but we had ample amount of trust.
Wow.
And I think that is something which is still driving me. And I feel absolutely secure in my life with everything that I have. And I always feel that I have a lot with God's grace. fame, work, money, happiness. Child, I have only one, my own, but I have many of them around.
So nice.
Whom I can love. So, it all started when I was in college, but it is still continuing because, you know, we feel we are pretty much young even now, and the journey is ongoing still.
Perfect. So you made me feel younger now. All right. And what I hear are lovely, lovely emotions of love, trust, acceptance, and pursuing what your heart said during school days, college days, truly the way dil chahta hai. All right.
Well said.
Great. So you know, then I read about you that you've gone through, initially you started acting in plays, and then, the first movie that you did was a language that was probably not very well known to you, was Kannada, right?
Well, people think it's a Kannada film, lekin only the title was Kannada.
Oh,
it is called Chelui, but it was a Hindi feature film.
Achha.
By Girish Karnad.
Right. By Girish Karnad, right. And then later on, you did something which was a little unusual for those times called Daira.
You know about Daira?
I know about Daira because during that age, I actually happened to watch it and I loved every bit of it. When you take a path, unbeaten or an unusual path, I'm sure there would be many difficulties en route. So, somebody would say that, why do you do things which are very bold and, which are not very conventional, so on and so forth. And then that as a young person during, just finished teen, barely legal and that age, and I'm sure that must have impacted you emotionally somewhere about it. So let us go back and revisit those moments and think about how it impacted your emotions over the period of time.
Certainly. To answer your question, I feel that all these projects have helped me learn a lot beyond my college textbooks. Yes, I did my Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, but a film like Mukta by Dr. Jabbar Patel taught me a lot about society and politics.
Yeah.
When I was rehearsing the dialogues with legends like Dr. Sriram Lagu, Vikram Gokhale, Reema, under Dr. Jabbar Patel's direction, it wasn't about mugging up the line, but it made me understand what I was talking. We talk about discrimination in Mukta.
Yes.
It is a global issue. And Dr. Patel has given us some landmark films in Indian cinema.
Yeah.
And he talks with great compassion and authority on this topic. He helped me. Sunil Sukthankar and Sumitra Bhave, they helped me. I worked on a film called Dogi.
Dogi, I've seen that.
Nice, na?
It's a beautiful movie.
What
I
a love. And it is all about emotions
it's
again.
It's all about emotions. It's all about acceptance is what I would say.
Yes. So in Dogi, it was again understanding the social nuances. What is the economic class of this family? What is their religion? What is their caste? So you go deeper as a person while you're studying a character. Actually, right in my first movie, it spoke a lot about what is it being a woman, because it was a story about a girl called Chelui who can turn into a flowering tree. So in a way, it was a replica of being a woman, that, you blossom at one age, you never realize it was for yourself, but you think that it is for your family, then for your husband, then for your in-laws, and then so on. But in the blossoms, you forget that there is someone called yourself.
Yes.
And you forgot to blossom for yourself. So all these films, till I reached Daira, had already started giving me that wisdom. More than wisdom, thoughts probably, which I could carry on. And Daira was about the sexes that we are. In Daira, my character is of a young girl who's been molested by goons. And for the survival, a transvestite person tells her that if you are dressed as a man, you are safe in this world.
True.
So hide your sexuality and then you're safe. And it made me think so much because, you know, along with the co-stars, writers, lyricists, Gulzarji had written all the songs.
Right.
Amol Palekar was the director.
Wow.
All these people helped me a lot to actually take a step ahead and understand life, understand society, and simplify the emotions, because there is only one thing which is true, which I believe, that compassion that you feel for each other, which cannot be, you cannot erase it. We are human beings and we are bound to feel
emotional,
and I am going to feel for you and you will ultimately feel for me. If I tell you that, you know, we are starting this interview, but mera kaan dukh raha hai, it will be there back of your mind.
Yeah.
Probably at the end of the conversation, you will ask me ki tuma, you're okay, right? It's not hurting that much. So I somewhere feel that forget about competition, forget about any other so-called negative emotion. We all are driven with compassion, which gets translated into love and respect.
Awesome. Really, really nice. I mean, you talk about compassion, love, acceptance, so on and so forth. That truly shows the positive attitude that Sonali has got. So Sonali talks about compassion, which in turn is empathy. In the terms of emotional intelligence, where I feel
absolutely
what you're going through and I resonate with what you have spoken about. There was a time when, you know, you acted in a few films and they did not get released. And I'm sure that could be a short stint of taking yourself aback, or, you know, how did you feel at that point of time? How did you react and how did you cope up with it?
Thank you for asking me about that particular turning point of my life. But there were many films, as you said, which didn't get released.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, while I was in that phase, it didn't hurt me because I was busy. I was busy traveling, shooting, promoting, dubbing, rehearsing.
Wow.
But then later on, I started realizing that nothing is happening about those films. And not everyone cheated me on money. They were all, some of them were paying me.
Oh, okay.
So actually, so to say, I didn't feel the burnt of it. I was able to carry on in this phase with equal amount of enthusiasm and spirit.
Correct.
But later on, when I had time to look back, that it's been 4 years and there is nothing has released. So having a release is a big thing for us.
Right.
As an actor, we need to have something to showcase.
True.
Thankfully, today we have OTT.
Oh, yeah.
And we can recommend that, arre, pichle saal meri wo web series aayi thi na. Whistleblower dekho, Half Pants, Full Pants dekho.
True.
Now we can refer. But there was a time I started my career when film used to get released in theaters with prints, not even digitally. And once it is out of the theater, then you don't know when it will be showcased on TV.
Yeah.
So for me, realizing that there is no release was a shocker. And it seeped in very slowly. And it made me wiser in the sense that I had to choose projects which had assurance of releasing. I had to choose a director who had a dream to bring his film to the audience, not necessarily only in the competitions and only for getting prizes and awards. I wanted to look for a producer who is not necessarily investing his 1.5 crore into a project. I started looking for a producer who will have that you know, dream and
passion,
absolutely, to make his film reach the maximum audience. So having said that, today I feel that for a girl who was probably 25, having no background about media, we were just simple, happy audience. I belong to a family who had no experience about film industry.
True.
We had rarely met anyone. We only were fans. So appreciation was, you know, in our blood. But beyond that, we had no guidance. But even then, I count myself lucky that I got really good advice. I didn't get to meet too many villains.
Oh, villains in real life, is that what you say? All right, that's what, ladies and gentlemen, the positivity of Sonali talks about. You know, irrespective of whether the movie got released and reached to the audience, then there was a learning, and then there was a lot of things coming her way. I'd like to take you back in the days where, you know, there was an Italian film that got offered, and that's where, you know, nobody had heard about Italian media, Italian movies. And then, of you know, I know people learn English, people learn Spanish, people learn Japanese, of all the things you learn
Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. I'm the one who is a culprit there. All right. You know, how did this Italian thing happen? And I know that, you know, people, whenever they think about Italian, they think of Italian food first and
Absolutely.
Then the language. But you tried both. and you love both, is what I understand. So you know, how did it occur when, you know, suddenly somebody tells you, look, you've been there in an Italian movie and now you have to learn Italian. So, you know, Italian, be it Tamil, I'm sure, you know, you tried learning Telugu as well. You speak Telugu.
I speak Tamil. Yeah, but I worked in Telugu as well.
You worked in Telugu as well, right? My mom speaks Telugu because she's from Hyderabad. So I know how difficult that language is amongst most of the southern languages as well. So when it came to coping up, just like, you know, from one role to the other to the third, there are a lot of emotions that you transpire from, you know, suddenly from one role to the other and then the third, suddenly from one type of audience in one language to the other to the
True.
Third. How do you manage these transitions? Because it's not an easy job. Suddenly you're doing something, please pardon me for saying, as Rona Dhuna, and suddenly you're cheerful, bubbly and party going. So how do you manage? I know that, you know, you've practiced dance. It's all about bringing the emotions. Abhinaya is what we call it. So my question is, how do you manage these transitions? Suddenly switch on, switch off, multiple languages, and then suddenly something that you haven't really done. At that point of time, I'm sure there would be moments of anxiety, moments of, you know, self-doubt at times, and so on and so forth.
I may get into loud thinking rather than answering, because mm-hmm. I don't have a set answer for this. I'm going to ponder upon the question. I started my career when I was really, really young. Mm. I had no experience about how to deal with people, forget about characters.
True.
I didn't know that. I was pretty gullible. The entire zone of film industry was absolutely new for me.
Mm.
And there was, more than self-doubt, I feel there was low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem. Okay. Now that's unusual for somebody who has been exploring life all across.
But I have to admit, I fought to come over with low self-esteem. That good girl in me still pops up,
mm-hmm.
who wants to please others.
Okay.
Do things for them. If a director told me, I don't want to name people, but if a director told me that there is no money, but such a good role, do it na. Other actresses will drive to do this role.
Okay.
There is no money, but you do it na.
Ah.
And actually, my family was not dependent on me.
Correct.
So I could take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done projects for literally peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
So this being gullible, it exploited me in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still learning and I could afford to get exploited in this manner. Emotionally exploited.
Right.
I started traveling pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
I was away from my family. It was my dream once upon a time to go to Shantiniketan, stay there and mm-hmm. study.
Wow.
Because Indira Gandhiji had studied.
Vishwa Bharati.
So, it was somewhere on my mind. I never got a chance to go away from my home and study.
Mm-hmm.
But my profession took me away and helped me study.
Wow.
It didn't provide any degree or a certificate. It did. National award milta hai, tab certificate milta hai.
Of course. And you won quite a few of them though.
It feels proud, but I used to get confused. I remember there was one season where I requested Ashok Chakradharji. He's a Hindi poet.
Hindi poet.
And I worked with him on a beautiful film called Gulabdi.
Oh.
And I told Bhaiyaji ki, nahin, nahin, main nahin kar sakti 10 tarikh ko shooting. Mm-hmm. I have to go back to Pune on the 8th. He said, beta, lekin nahin, shooting aage ja rahi hai.
Mm-hmm.
So, maine kaha, lekin humare ghar pe puja hoti hai. Amcha ghari Anantachi puja asai chi, mm-hmm. last day of Ganpati.
Correct.
So, I said, I have to go home. I want to be with my family on the last day of Ganpati.
Mm-hmm.
My full khandan is going to come. All my cousins, Atya, Maushi, everybody is going to come.
Correct.
And for him to understand ki, what is she talking about? I mean, I'm talking about completing the film and she's saying she has to go for some puja.
Mm.
Pagal ladki hai kya? But I couldn't deal with my emotion and I remember crying. Ki, are, mm. I have to go. I can't be away. Mm. And I have written n number of letters to my family members. I remember crying once the director didn't leave me and my entire theater group was going to perform for a natak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their competition performance.
Mm.
And I am to in every aspect of my life, I am the leader of cheering team.
Oh, nice.
I am the cheering girl, always.
Wow.
So I was crying and I was like, what will they do? I mean, what will I do without them? I have to bring them chai, I have to wish them luck.
Right.
But slowly I started understanding that, you know, I am one person, I'm one body. And I cannot be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a self-talk, which I later on realized that this is self-talk. Where would I like to be? Am mm-hmm. I enjoying what I'm doing? Or is it about going somewhere else?
Mm.
Is my desire. And ultimately I realized that I really enjoy my field called acting and every aspect of acting. I love photo shoots. I love dubbing.
Mm.
I love getting ready for a character. I love designing that character's look. So gradually I started accepting that I'm falling in love with my profession. And unless and until I am committed to my love, it is going to be half-hearted. So there are going to be sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be able to attend each friend's wedding. I may not be there for every family gathering. Or at times I may not be there for a premiere of my film because I'm shooting for something else.
One.
So once I started understanding these twists and nuances, it helped me. It helped me gather myself. Otherwise, the heart was, you know,
sinking in
and trying to run in every direction.
Yeah.
It was pretty exhausting. And I am thoroughly enjoying growing up.
Mm.
Because there is you always want to be in your 20s. I would love to be 24 forever. But I am enjoying where I am today because I have the wisdom of choosing well.
Perfect. Wisdom of choosing well. Okay. On that note, I remember a very, very famous quote, okay, by Steve Jobs, who said, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." So right from overcoming the vulnerability or lower self-esteem to, you know, falling in love with your work, passionately following your calling, something that we all love. And one of the callings that I remember was column writing, when I used to read your Lok Satta column, so cool.
Yes.
Eventually that got into a book, and I know, being an author myself, I know how special it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want the copies later on.
That's for you. All right. So, thanks. And yeah, 24 till I die. Okay. So let me put it there. So, you know, so cool was something which was a little unusual. Even while reading, I remember once you'd mentioned something about the, 2611 attacks. And I saw a big hoarding which had your famous quote. And I still remember that quote that was put up near Chatrushinghi somewhere. That hoarding said, "Don't worry, Mumbai, why are sisters there for?" And that was something that was an echo of a Punekar's heart. So what made you go towards writing, and So Cool was a very different kind of a column even those days, and eventually displaying the empathy?
Thank you so much. You know, being open to not necessarily challenges, but opportunities is very important.
Right.
I have never bracketed myself that I am an actor. Being an open-minded actor helped me work in a variety of languages. Similarly, being an open-minded person helped me try my hobbies. And I got, you know, when you have a wish, you definitely find ways to travel that path.
True.
I am so happy that Indian Express, Shekhar Gupta sir, Kumar Ketkar sir, they did trust me. They chose me as a youth icon. They wanted to start a supplement called Viva.
Yeah.
And they wanted somebody to represent that age group. And while bouncing ideas, they came up with a thought that there should be a column. And when I heard that, I said, if there is going to be a column, I will not allow ghostwriting. I have to write it myself.
Okay.
I'd started writing because I was writing poems, plays. Yeah. But Indian Express took a huge risk allowing a youngster like me to write in their daily. So it was a weekly column, and they gave me free hand to choose a topic. And it gave me responsibility, the way my parents, you know, freedom is not something that you can give. Freedom has to be there.
True.
So I somewhere feel that I'm responsible for the freedom that I have, because my parents trust me. Similarly, Indian Express Lok Satta did trust me. And I could come up with variety of subjects. I started learning while writing. My season 1 and season 2 has a huge difference.
True.
The expression has changed. The economy of words, it changes. And the naivety also turns into a bit of maturity. You can't be...
You get seasoned over the period of time.
And in a good sense. I'm not saying that, you know how bad the world is. I don't want to believe that.
True.
I don't want to laugh. I mean, at times, some people comment that, why don't you laugh? Kuch PJs karte hai na log. But how will you laugh? Ye pagal hi hota hai yaar. Kaise pagal nahi hota hai koi. Achhe log hote hai. Us pe hasna kya hai? Un pe hasna matlab, I am laughing at myself. So, Lok Satta was a fabulous period of my life. The second book is ready to come now,
okay,
with Rajan's Prakashan.
Right.
And I feel really nice when people compliment me for my acting. But there are members in the audience who come up to me and say that, you know, they had read something, some article or right. some poem. And it gives me a great amount of joy.
And especially the hoarding quote, I still
remember
that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that displays the sensitivity or the emotional aspect that you carry within yourself. When you spoke about writing...
But you know, sorry to interrupt Pratik,
no.
but when you mentioned this quote, I somewhere felt that 26/11 attack was my very first sense of becoming Mumbaikar.
Okay.
I've started feeling that I belong to this this town.
Right.
And if you remember Sandeep Unnikrishnan.
Yeah, Captain Sandeep Unnikrishnan.
So I somewhere had, I mean, I've never spoken about this, but I was single then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so heartbroken with 26/11 attacks for my city. And I had felt that Sandeep, I don't know whether I felt like his wife, I felt like his sister, but I had no desire to marry after which.
Oh.
I was so saddened and shocked. And
my
his sacrifice
God.
Meant a lot to me. And I just felt that, you know, we have to extend our hand. That's the only thing we can do. And violence is something which we shouldn't be even talking about, but
it hits you at times.
It does. And I felt that the only love is the only answer. So
right.
let's go for the answer.
You always try to speak of love, acceptance, you know, all positive feelings. Let me draw you to one simple statement which was made in a, which was not totally wrong, which was construed otherwise. When you, and then the social media went all a buzz about it, where you said that Indian women are lazy. Whereas, you know, what you wanted to say was something else in terms of the economic independence, in terms of supporting the house economically, financially, etc., and exploring their capabilities to the fullest. But it got construed and then you had to apologize on social media. I understand that when, you know, you are thrown with a lot of trash that you don't deserve, you wanted to say something, it got construed something else, and there was a misunderstanding. How difficult was that?
Super difficult.
Great.
It was a whirlwind. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what have I done, because the interview had happened a couple of months earlier.
Right.
It came into limelight some other time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not in that zone anymore, because the interview happened. It was a private interview,
mm-hmm.
but it was recorded and it was available. It is still available on YouTube,
yeah.
by the way. And somebody had asked me a poignant question. Specific question about the same thing, that some people have the privilege but they don't make anything else out of the privilege.
True.
So I was answering to that, and only that clip was circulated, and many people felt hurt.
Yeah.
So it took me some time to understand what has happened, because I'm not a person who...
So did it hit you like a state of shock?
I was disturbed. Definitely, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And what pinched me was, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't even want to hurt a fly.
Right.
If at all, I would like to enlighten others the way I got enlightened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to prove my own example. Because I am from Marathi medium. I am from a simple family. I could... I have done so much better in my life.
True.
I could have been a creepy person who would have said that, "Arey, that one, na, she is rich. That is why her father must have paid the fees.
Mm-hmm.
This one, na, she is beautiful. I am not like that." I had all the possibility of going wrong way or entering a wrong lane, but I chose to follow the traffic rules and I decided to be on the highway. So there was in no, I mean, no way I was trying to demean anyone or
belittle anyone.
Absolutely. But I was trying to inspire that it is, and I strongly feel for all the Indian men. Because as soon as they are 18, they have to earn for the family.
Yeah.
Not for the family, but at least for themselves.
For themselves.
So, of course, there are there can be contradictions to what I'm saying, but they are, the percentage is slightly smaller. Mm-hmm. I was trying to say that let us shoulder the responsibility, be there for each other. But that phase was very difficult for me. I mean, I can't tell you how thankful I am to my friends, my family. When I say family, I include my in-laws also. I just realized that who cares for me? And I have never openly thanked Nachiket, my husband.
Right.
But it is very important to have a sensible partner in your life.
Very true.
Because that was such a emotional phase where he would have easily said, "Tum kyun yaar jaati ho ye janta ko gyan dene ke liye?" I keep doing, you know, there are drives and I am keen on, I don't like using this word called social work, but I do things for myself.
True.
Society matters to me. I
kind
love
of our own social responsibility.
Isn't it? So he could have easily said that you should mind your words. Why did you do this? Something, you know. But he didn't.
He was supportive.
He always has been extremely supportive. And I like the maturity in our bond. Nachiket has always made me feel that it is worth doing all the hard work because, you know, he appreciates me. At the end of the day, when I meet him, he, you know, the way he asks me that, but could you have lunch on time? I just feel that puri jaan tumhare upar nichhawar hai.
Kya baat hai? That shows the love that blossoms in Sonali's heart. And you spoke about Nachiket, and let me understand, Evan, you know, you spoke about he being empathetic, he being very supportive, he being very sensible partner, and it's very important that, you know, partners have to be sensible towards each other's work, etc. Then your daughter, Kaveri, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure when she was growing up, earlier, you know, she was pretty young, she must have been having her times where she sees you busy with your shooting schedules, travel, and various demands at work. How do you manage when you have such a sensible husband who understands and a child who's probably deserves more time, but you're unable to give that time? So I'm sure there would be a turmoil like any other parent going on in your mind. And how do you balance it out?
Very important question. And I feel we have to address this. I am extremely thankful to my mother-in-law, Dr. Shanti Pantavaidya. Who worked in Sion Hospital as the head of anesthesia department.
Okay.
35 years at Sion Hospital teaching. Busiest doctor ever.
True.
For me, she's the most supportive, kind, generous, strong source of support for me, for my sister-in-law Gauri, for Nachiket, for Jayesh, and for her next-gen
grandchildren.
She told me that she always loved her work. It must have been so challenging for her back then to raise two kids, relatives, career opportunities, cases.
Yeah.
She, you know, the day Nachiket took his first step. Probably she had a very important operation. She had to reach ICU on time.
Correct.
So there have been multiple situations in her life like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, I mean, not in words every time, but mm-hmm. with her action and with her vibe, that respect who you are, then mm-hmm. only you will be able to respect others.
True.
Similarly, my mother, mm-hmm. nobody compelled me to be a lazy person. They actually helped me, they motivated me to work. And I remember each and every person who works for their family needs.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a young mother who has a child who's barely 2 months old would love to go to her bank.
Yeah.
Or whichever office she goes to.
True.
But they have to, because they have to earn for their family.
Yes.
I have told myself that my profession is challenging. I may not have Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have national holidays ki chutti. But when there is work, there is work. And true. I also get different break. Like, mm-hmm. for example, there are 2 weeks where I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm home. I'm back home before Kaveri comes back from school.
Wow.
I'm there to welcome Nachiket. We enjoy our evening walk and we can go out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We can go for a play. We can go for a film. But there are hurdles when I have shoot. When Kaveri was young, I have actually taken her for granted and I have carried her along like my backpack.
Oh.
Wherever I went, Kaveri was there with me, period. Whenever I had a outdoor shoot, it was around her holidays.
Wow.
When there were tours abroad,
mm-hmm.
she would be my half ticket.
Okay.
Ki ye toh aayega hi. I will pay for her ticket, but she will be there with me. And
right.
I feel her experience, her exposure to the world has expanded like anything. She has traveled in rural Maharashtra and
mm-hmm.
she has traveled abroad.
Wow.
She has taken flights with me and Nachiket mm-hmm. and she has taken ST also with us.
Okay.
Railway, ST, Bailgadi, everything she has taken with us.
Lovely.
But even having said that, I mm-hmm. feel guilty every day.
Mm-hmm.
I, for example, today, I will not be there when she comes back from school and I love... Right. seeing those bubbles of enthusiasm that, do you know what happened today?
Mm-hmm.
And this I'm not going to tolerate anymore. There is something, mm-hmm. some drama happening every day. She's
yeah.
12 now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to miss that, but it's okay. I still have the evening.
You still can make it up.
I will. And I just feel that it has helped her understand me in a better sense, because there was only one thing in my life that I don't want to tell my child, that do you know how much I've sacrificed for you?
Ah.
I don't want to tell that to anyone in my life, because I'm not sacrificing anything. I am doing what I like. I am really happy. I'm shopping, enjoying, going on red carpets, attending events, receiving awards.
Yeah.
I have enough money. I thank God and I thank myself for the hard work that I am doing. And I have nothing to complain. So I don't want to tell Kaveri that because of you,
I have to sacrifice.
Exactly. And I think when I have that realization here, I can be a little more, I can listen better, I think, rather than telling something. I can listen well.
Oh, this is very, very important, because when we talk about raising a child, it's not about doing a favor or you know, sacrificing yourself, but that's a responsibility that you're taking on yourself, and then you know, doing it out of love, affection, so on and so forth. You spoke about receiving the awards. I remember you have received many awards and critic awards especially. So when was it that you received your first award? How did you feel that? And then when you received your critic award, okay, and national award, of course. So let's talk about this.
How nice. I think I received my first award in films in 1994 for a film called Mukta.
Right.
95, I think, because I did the film in 94.
Okay.
And later
it came out in 95. Yeah.
So it was very exceptional. My entire family was there.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Mumbai. We had traveled to Mumbai. My elder brother Sandeep was in Vikroli. He used to live in Vikroli because he worked in Godrej.
Mm-hmm.
So from Vikroli, we had gone to Rang Bhavan in town.
Right.
Near Dhobi Talaf. And I won the Best Actress Award, which we had not expected. We were just happy that, arre baap re, there is nomination.
Wow.
And after the award ceremony, my brother Sandeep knew a little bit about Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, I think, six of us.
Mm-hmm.
So while going back, he told us that let us board the last train. Cholo, cholo, cholo.
You traveled by train then?
We did. Oh. We boarded a local train and there were some reporters, photographers, and they said, arre, this girl won the award, na, and I also had the state award trophy in my hand.
Oh my, my.
Smita Patil Smaranartha Sarvotkrishta Abhinetri Maharashtra Shasan. Oh. And they clicked me and I still have that paper cutting that they said that, and my entire family is there in that picture. So it is such a lovely, humbling memory
experience
for me. And whenever I, there are two memories that I always go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are prizes that I have won when on college level.
Mm-hmm.
They remain with me. But one is this local photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a felicitation and we barely made it in time. Mm-hmm. And my niece was there with me. She was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced my name and they added a couple of adjectives that let us welcome tararara, tararara, Sonali Kulkarni.
Wow.
And then there was a round of applause, standing ovation. I went up, I received the award. And then later on, once the event was over and we were coming back home, my niece said, why did they announce so much? They should have just said, let us welcome Shoni Atya.
That's the real introduction she knows about.
Exactly. And I just feel that, you know, I'm just Shoni Atya. That's it.
That's it.
Those adjectives are for, you know, people to acknowledge probably.
Correct.
But I have to remember who I am, which correct, I try to.
That's so, so sweet and so nice. I mean, you've been really humble in receiving these awards and talking about yourself, and now when you hosted Crime Patrol, okay, you know, I was watching your expression because crime thrillers are something which are very close to my heart and I love the investigation angles and various psychological aspect of the crime that you spoke, but you made it, you know, sound so interesting that even a show which was full of crime, you hosted, and then you went on to do something, Khatron Ka Khiladi. Okay, so kyunki dil chahta hai, aap Khatron Ke Khiladi bani, and you know, Crime Patrol. So tell us something more about those experiences of hosting when you're describing the crime and asking people to stay alert.
I'm so amused with the threads that you are opening. Thank you so much for asking about all these aspects. But Crime Patrol was absolutely not on my radar because it's okay, not my zone.
Right.
I don't watch anything which is thriller, suspense.
Okay.
I haven't watched my own films which are in this genre.
Right.
When they approached me for Crime Patrol,
mm-hmm,
I told them that probably, you know, this is a mistake. You don't want to contact me, right? And the team was very sure about whom they are contacting.
Because there are two Sonali Kulkarnis.
No, that's a part. I mean, that right, was not confusion for this at least.
Okay.
But I just felt that why me?
Mm-hmm.
And Anoop is a friend. Anoop and I had done a television serial called Badalte Rishte.
Badalte Rishte.
And I respect Anoop. He's been the host of Crime Patrol for the longest. And he works in theatre. I love his diction. His vaani is very good. So I consulted Anoop. I said, how come me? And Anoop told me that he was branching out. He was doing variety of other things in life. So he said, Deklo, it is going to be a very interesting experience. You won't believe, first couple of days when the direction team would come to me and they would brief me about the episodes. So when they would start telling me the Crime Patrol are all real stories,
yeah,
by the way. So when they started telling me, I would start crying. I would get goosebumps, I would get tears, my makeup would get ruined. I would take a break because it was overwhelming for me to realize that a person has behaved like this with other person. The creativity of violence was on a different level. So I couldn't come out of the disbelief and shock. So they calmed me down and they said, you can't cry.
Yeah.
You are the storyteller. Those who are reading out the news, they can't start crying and, you know, narrating the incidents. So you have to be composed. Understand. But it helped me grow quite a lot. I always was a huge fan of police, but I have amazing respect for the police department because they have to go through such different behaviors.
Yep.
Understand, be patient. They are only the police jo suraag dhoondte hain. They cannot give punishment to anyone even if they know the truth. They have to wait till the judiciary takes over and the ultimate...
The rest of the...
The process has to be there. They are only there to collect the data. I have highest respect for the police department. I learned this during Crime Patrol hosting, and for me, the feather on the cap was Crime Patrol team gave me a few episodes of Blind Faith and Andhashraddha.
Andhashraddha.
I work with Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti, and we had decided to have probably a month of this topic, but it went on for the longest. We did some 50 episodes of Blind Faith. That because of Andhashraddha, the amount of crimes take place unbeaten, and that I felt was something that I could give back. And we have to be strong. If we have to face calamities, knowing that there are going to be calamities, we have to hold our ground strongly. Then only we can give hand to others. If we are shaken,
then it's not possible.
It is not possible. So Crime Patrol during lockdown gave me that standing.
So good. And what about Khatron Ke Khiladi? You really were adventurous.
Okay. That was our first season, Khatron Ke Khiladi, with Akshay Kumar. And again, this was the question, why me? I'm so scared of lizards. So they said, Are Bhagwan, isko kaise samjhe? But it was a paid scholarship in a way.
Overcoming the fear.
So there were two kind of challenges. One was creepy crawly and other one was action oriented. So I enjoyed all the action. I loved jumping, cycling, swimming, but animals?
Nahin.
Oh my God. I was super scared, but I did show some spirit and I tried to sail through. But it was fun.
So was it something like you want to challenge your own self?
Not anymore. I mean, I am open to the opportunities.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the, I don't want to test myself every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
because I somewhere feel that it is so nice to have harmony in life.
Okay.
I don't want to create bubbles or waves in my pond.
Okay.
I like my pond the way it is.
Wow.
I love watching the sunset, sunrise. I love watching the birds crossing my pond. But I will always protect my pond. So for that, if anybody is going to call taking a challenge, fair enough.
So
I do.
Be it. All right. So that's the poet in Sonali Kulkarni speaks about love, harmony, and various other aspects. So we spoke about emotions right from fear to, you know, being gullible, being vulnerable, being low self-esteem, overcoming challenges, getting shocked when controversies happen and difficult times with parenting, etc. What has been one guiding emotion in you? Okay, when we talk about emotions, we experience n number of emotions day in and day out. One guiding emotion that you feel has been guiding you, okay, be it passion for work, be it love for people. So what is that one guiding emotion, be it love for people, be it love for yourself, your family, or be it passion, be it challenging yourself, or overcoming challenges, fighting spirit, harmony? You know, we spoke about so many emotions that you've experienced, experiencing new things. I remember we didn't speak much on that, but Pandit Satyadev Dubey's acting workshop, that's where it all started with. Okay, and it all came up with. So what is that one guiding emotion from that workshop that guided you throughout this journey? And tell us something more about those experiences.
Thank you for mentioning Dubeji. My life is incomplete if I don't mention him.
Mm-hmm.
The best guidance Dubeji has given me is be myself.
Oh.
There was a time when Dubeji was in London. He was taking some theatre workshops. Mm-hmm. And he'd come to India after a long time. And in between, I had gone through some heartbreak or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to tell Dubeji.
Mm-hmm.
I was all drenched with emotions, waiting for my guru.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember meeting Dubeji. He mm-hmm. looked at my face and I was like, Dubeji, do you know what happened when you left for UK? And I was all choked. Dubeji didn't even look at me. And he said, mujhe na rone wali heroines achhi nahi lagti.
Oh.
And first, mere balloon se hawa nikal gayi. And I was like, how do I tell him what happened in my life?
Oh.
And further, he said, kuch achha hai to batao. So then I have to run in all the corners and look, try to remember what has happened in my life, which is good. Mm. So I started telling him about the projects that I did, about the travels that I took, and the directors I got to work with. And then I didn't know, 1 hour passed like this.
Oh.
And there was no time to tell him meri dukh bhari kahani. So this is something he told me, that don't be a bursting bomb where you are trying to bombard the other person with your emotions.
Correct.
And you find your own ways to address those choked emotions.
Mm.
Not every person is going to be your audience.
Yeah.
You draw them into your story. If your story is interesting, they will get drawn. You will entertain them. Otherwise, they will say, ki, arey, Bhagwan, ye bahut rona dhona hai. Bye-bye. So, this is something which I have learned and I feel very proud to share this, that I have always taken therapy. Yeah. And I have been blessed that I got really sensible therapists, counselors, who heard me well, who did hold the torch in their hand and helped me open my eyes well. Till date, whenever there are friends, co-actors, because when you're shooting, you get a lot of time with co-actors
right.
in between the shots. I appeal to them that it is worth taking the path of self-help.
Absolutely.
It is. And of course, people contradict and argue that, you know, if I listen to music, I feel healed. If I do workout, I feel healed. It's fantastic. We all have our own ways of healing ourselves. But having courage to, you know, face yourself is very good. So Dubeji in a way started this process, and I'm still following the process.
So nice. I'm so glad that you brought up this aspect of seeing a counselor, visiting a counselor and getting a help, which now people realize how important it is. Back in the days where, you know, you are seeing a counselor, maybe something has gone critically wrong with you, was the view. And I have always been telling that come out of this taboo and visit, because a trained counselor or a therapist would be able to solve the problems. Others may empathize, others may hear you out, but it is only the trained counselor
Absolutely.
Or a trained therapist who would be able to help you. And something we all should admit, there's some amount of deformity somebody would get, some amount of distortion somebody would get, especially with the lifestyles that we all face. So it's very, very important that we seek help, and out there are people to help us. As you rightly said, that people, you know, we have our own ways of coping up with the trauma, with the disturbances, be it music, be it exercises, etc., etc. But then it is a trained therapist.
Absolutely. Because I always feel that if, you know, you have a friend, you have your uncle, you have your neighbor who listens to you, but they know you too well, and they might come up with remedies. They might come up with solutions. They will not help you travel well through the phase.
True.
And they have their own anxieties. They have their own routine. Their
own agenda, maybe.
Exactly. So, not necessarily they are the right counselors.
True.
A trained, thank you for adding this word in my vocabulary, a trained counselor or a therapist matters a lot, because they help you listen to yourself.
Yeah. They uncover the smoke screen in front of you and see you, make you see the mirror very, very clearly. So from here, so cool, Sonali Kulkarni, who's been with us, throughout, and we have enjoyed this talk. It was really awesome talking to you, Sonali, and many, many, many thanks for sharing all your experiences that you have come across. It indeed was a pleasure. And before we end this show, we have a small tradition. We gift our guests a mug, which is signed by me, and we get another mug signed by the guest.
Oh.
So here are two mugs printed with your and my picture.
How lovely.
On it. And I would just request you to autograph them, and then of course I'd like to gift you these two books.
Certainly. Lovely.
Here's a QR code on which you will find our foundation.
Nice.
Right.
Lovely.
I'll sign it for you.
Please. All the very best for your mission.
Thank you.
And thank you for enlightening people, and thank you for being there.
So we hold it like this for the picture.
Cheers.
Cheers. No, your face on the front, please.
Okay.
This way. And we hold it like this.